This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg stirred up some controversy this week when her organization, LeanIn.org, went looking for an intern. But that internship was unpaid. A lot of people said, wait a minute, LeanIn was created to help women get ahead in the workplace, so it seems like paying them would be a part of that. Well, it turns out that when most women take internships, they aren't making money. Marketplace's Noelle King has the story.
Women do tend to take more unpaid internships than men. A 2009 study by the research group InternBridge showed women are about 77% more likely. Why?
They just feel like guys wouldn't accept that as easily.
Rose Courteau spent the summer as an unpaid intern at a luxury lifestyle magazine in Washington, D.C. She wants to work in PR. And in her experience,
the guys that I know, a lot of them are going into professions that are less creative type professions. They are iBanking, consulting.
I'm going to say it before you can. That sounds a little off. There are women in consulting and finance. But it turns out Rose's anecdotal experience is right on the nose. Phil Gardner of the Collegiate Employment Research Institute conducted that internship study. Gardner says women are more likely to major in subjects that lead to internships in education, social services, nonprofits, and, like Rose Courteau,
women are big in communications, for example, and I know that 55% of the communications, advertising, public relations internships are unpaid.
But Gardner says a paid internship isn't necessarily better.
We've got really good unpaid internships, and we have crappy unpaid internships, and we have really good paid internships, and we have crappy paid internships.
The difference, says Gardner, is that if you get a not-so-great internship in engineering, you're more likely to get a good job anyway. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.